Oh my God, can you believe we're back again for another week of Sake Bama Go Go? My name is Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
And with me as always, Destructo the Cat, laying there.
Recorded before a live feline audience.
Yes. He's always in here just kind of lounging. Yeah. He's the most loungiest.
He's got the life, you know?
He's the loungiest of cats.
That cat's got it figured out.
He's low and lazy and could care less. He very rarely has to assert his dominance over the other cats in the house. He just kind of is. He's just this entity, and when they know not to push him too hard.
Yeah. My cat's found a new way to be annoying. I have a rug near my front door, you know, and it's like one of those, it's like a modern rug. It's got that rubbery surface on the bottom to keep it from slipping or sliding. Uh-huh. But what she'll do is she'll go screw it up in the middle of the day. So when you go to open the door, there's this ball in front of the door. And because of the rubbery texture thing, the ball doesn't move. So I haven't figured out if it's a maniacal plan to get the door open just enough to slip out while I'm trying to screw with this, or whether she's just looking to make my life difficult by making me get down on my hands and knees and reach around the door to pick this thing up and toss it about and further.
Yeah, that.
Or, you know, whether she's just a cat and going stir crazy at home alone.
Zoltan destroys.
I can't figure out whether, you know, I describe my relationship with my cat is we basically annoy the
heck out of each other.
Yeah, that's not the word I was going to use, but, and that's pretty much our existence. You know, we tolerate each other.
Well, Zoltan is this little muscly cat who's tiny compared to Destructo, and she runs around and I call it donkey kick. She'll come power. She runs as fast as she can. She'll slide in. She'll push any of our rugs into the wall. And she kind of like does this aerial maneuver where she hops and jumps and her back legs kick up like a donkey would kick. And then she runs away. And I always go, up, donkey kick, 23 skidoo. That's it. And then so she just 23 skidoos me all the time. That cat is mentally insane, which is why we love her. All right, here's some music. Why we love that music. It's probably mentally insane too.
It appears now that intelligence was wrong about the Chechnyans being in charge. That was bad intelligence. Very bad intelligence.
I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
any of this. I don't need this stuff. I don't need you. I don't need anything. Except this. This ashtray. And that's the only thing I need is this. I don't need this or this. This ashtray. This paddle game. The ashtray and the paddle game. That's all I need. And this. Remote control. The ashtray, the paddle game, and the remote control, and that's all I need. These matches. The ashtray, and these matches, and the remote control, and the paddle ball. This lamp. The ashtray. This paddle game, and the remote control. And the lamp, and that's all I need. And that's all I need, too. I don't need one other thing. Not one. I need this. The battle game and the chair. And the remote control. And the matches, for sure. Whoa, what are you looking at? What do you think? I have some kind of a jerk or something? And this, that's all I need. The ashtray, the remote control, and the back game, and the magazine over here.
All right, that was The Baby Shakes from the CD Turn It Up. I played Crazy, Come On, and Won't See Me. And then, of course, that was The Jerk. And if you haven't seen The Jerk, go watch it because it's hilarious. Steve Martin was a very good comedian for a lot of years.
I was talking about that movie with, or somebody else was talking about that, I should say, and I, you know, chimed in a little. But they were talking about how they showed that to someone, and it was somebody younger, and like they just didn't
get it.
They didn't understand. They didn't find anything funny about it. They weren't even clear on what was supposed to be funny. Like it wasn't sort of like, oh, that's dumb humor, but just kind of like confused.
Maybe it's of the time.
I mean, I think if you liked it then, I think you'd still like it now.
I love it.
It's just weird though. It's more of like the way like popular tastes have changed and the way generations today on certain levels don't just like it's so foreign. And that's basically what it was. They were talking about it. It wasn't like the person didn't like it. They were just very confused by it.
Well, and yeah, a lot of comedies are like that. I think a lot of like Mel Brooks is like that, where he's just, it was of a time that's not the world anymore. So it doesn't even, not that it doesn't relate. It just like, well, yeah, I guess it just doesn't relate. You know, comedies more than anything to me are very time sensitive, and it's almost impossible to have a comedy that's funny through the
universally
ages. Universally,
it may come back ages. Around it may go out of style and then come back into style or go out but be gone long enough that it that an understanding of that era you know becomes a historical thing. But yeah,
it's just comedy does not usually age well. You know, some stuff does, some stuff's funny, you know, but you know, like Monty Python kind of strikes a chord through the ages, but even then, does it? I don't know.
It depends how many eight-sided die fall out of you when somebody picks you up and shakes you, you know?
Yeah.
But no, and it makes sense that it would be that way because comedy is largely based on what's on the culture of the time.
Yep, popular culture.
Of the era. And you look at the type of comedy that happens during bad times. Like I'm sure if you look at 9/11, you know, post 9/11, that comedy was probably very different for a while there because there were certain dark matter that people were avoiding intentionally.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you know,
except for like South Park.
Well, yeah,
who irreverently does it, but that's their shtick.
Exactly.
Like, would a kid today think Cheech and Chong's funny? Because Cheech and Chong movies are like the dumbest, most insane, hilarious things in the world. Unless you're high or of that time, they're not that funny. I don't think. Yeah. I mean, I think your kid would be like, "Oh, that guy wears a funny tutu and he sings weird." I guess that's funny.
I have to admit, I'm
not a big fan.
Yeah.
Although
that, although again, and not to make it sound like you're this old person, I'm this young millennial,
different age,
but different era.
Because they were very funny. They were hitting with their comedy was hitting.
And I know they did like comedy records and stuff too.
I mean,
I'm aware of all that stuff, and I know they were big. So I don't judge them too harshly in that regard, just because it just wasn't, you know.
And if somebody doesn't like something, they just don't like it. I rarely ever take offense when somebody doesn't like something, because it's like, all right, that's cool, whatever. I mean, I don't like everything. I don't, you know, and some stuff I'm just like, nah, you know. So
that reminds me, though, of something that's kind of funny that I revisited the other day. We do the timer. Sure. Break. A movie called Eating Raoul. I don't know if you've ever heard of this movie, but
I have.
This either came out in the late 70s or early 80s. I don't really know.
It's like 82 or 83.
But I remember watching it as a child. I think it was on cable by myself.
Wow.
And just thinking it was the funniest thing. And I don't know. I was probably like 9 or maybe 8 at the time.
Yeah.
And I came across it the other day and I watched it. And two things is that I think I had horrible parenting. This was cable television, and it was probably at night, and they probably had no idea what I was watching. But this is okay. So I was watching this at like the age of 8 or 9, and what this movie was essentially about was this bizarre couple that were very what do you call it when people don't want to have sex and stuff? They're very
celibate,
like a celibate couple, and they end up involved with this guy that's like a locksmith, and what he does is he installs locks and then breaks into the houses he's installed the locks on to rob them.
Nice.
And they end up with this scheme with him where they put ads out for her to be like a sex mistress, like a dominatrix or a whatever. Like a,
we had one of those at the place we used to work at.
Oh yeah.
And she left there to become that thing.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Ugh. And I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand it, but whatever.
And when people would show up, they'd kill them and take their money. And then this guy was selling their bodies to a dog food company.
Oh, Jesus.
But then the wife who was celibate starts cheating on the husband who was celibate with the Raoul guy. And then the husband gets one of these other dominatrix people to dress up like a nun and convince him that there's like some kind of a sexual disease going around and he needs to take these pills, which are actually saltpeter, which if you know anything about what it, that stops, you know,
yeah.
Anyway, but just like absolutely everything imaginably wrong for a child to be exposed to. It's just funny how when you're innocent and you watch it, you don't appreciate that you shouldn't be watching. You don't.
Yeah. No,
and I'm looking at it now just like horrified that my 8-year-old
self. Does
it hold
up? Did you like the movie, or is it like, okay, whatever?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it is very over the top in certain ways that I don't think would work today, you know, era-wise.
Because of reality.
Yeah.
I made a terrible parenting decision, and I'll talk about that after our music break. We'll be right back.
You're just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
Yeah. I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number 3.
George Romero brings back the dead. They are here now, and they cannot be stopped. Close your eyes if you want to. Run if you must. But remember, this time there is no escaping. Dawn of the Dead.
We've got to survive. Somebody's got to survive.
Dawn of the Dead contains scenes of violence that may be considered shocking. No one under 17 will be admitted. From United Film Distributing Company.
Hey, hey! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
Oh my god, time is fleeting. That was the bat to scream in your face. They screamed trash, then they screamed perversion, then they screamed summertime blues, which is one of my favorite, because it doesn't sound at all like the real summertime blues, making it their own new real summertime blues. Anyway, it was a great moment in parenting history in my life when I had an exchange student, and we sat down and watched South Park the movie, and about 20 seconds in I was like, oh no, I'm a horrible parent. But we pushed through and watched it was all good. She cursed a lot, and I had to tell her, don't say things in school that you hear in our world. She was on
which one was that, number one?
Number one.
Yeah, I was gonna say it had to be number
one. I learned many painful lessons about how to be
well,
a better,
your first child, you know.
Yeah, how to be a better host family. Because she was on, she was reading Kill Bill script scenes in our public access thing that she was go-go and or saying, any of you curse words have something to say, now's the curse word time.
Yeah.
And she did the whole scene on the public access show. Mm. You know, I was horrible. She wasn't scarred though. She fit right in here.
Japanese
was,
child exploitation.
No, she fit in like she was our own child. We were watching kung fu movies together, and it was hilarious. I do have to ask a question. This is a serious question. So, when you're like, now you're not on Facebook, but go to the pretend world where you would look at something like that. And like, when you're looking and seeing, you're scrolling, you're saying, okay, you know, whatever, food and dogs and whatever, baby crap, and you're
describing many of the reasons I'm not on Facebook.
And then you see a political post. Like somebody saying, oh, this is why I think, you know, that criminal is that like a what's up guy? Like if you're still in this day and age right now posting your thoughts about politics, about one way or the other with the president, you're the what's up guy on Facebook, right? You know those people that like 20 years later are going, Lada! And you're like, oh my god, that was the 90s. Shut up. Or like, you're still doing the Beavis and Butthead impersonation, even though they're long gone. I think you're that guy. If you're on Facebook right now voicing your opinion one way or another about whatever, you're the what's up guy. And it's time that you look in the mirror and realize everyone hates you.
If you're only seeing one or two of these, you're fortunate. You must have a very well-curated group of friends on Facebook.
Because it's such a mess. No one cares. So.
Because honestly... I've stopped reading news to some degree.
Oh yes,
just because
I don't care.
You know, I used to go down and read the comments and on articles and stuff, and there'd be, you know, just like every forum in the world, there's plenty of gutter trash going on in the comments section. But there would be some insightful. And now it doesn't.
Like, I never had that faith like you. I always anything in the comments to me was just trash. And
I mean, I knew some of it was going to be bad, but some of it would be worth reading. And now you like the city of Clearwater plants a new tree, and then you get like 3 comments in, and somebody is relating this to global warming and Trump.
Let's start.
It's
a
not
movement.
Even. It's not even trolling. It's the you know, it's, and then there's 300 comments, and they're all arguing back and forth about. Trump, but it's like, how? Oh.
If you're listening to this, let's start a ground roots movement. Hashtag LOL, you're the what's up guy. And anytime anyone says anything off topic, just write, LOL, you're like the what's up guy. Hashtag what's up guy. And then it just everyone. And then eventually it'll gain some steam and everyone will know, oh no, I'm a horrible person that should be put down because I'm still talking about something that's not relevant to anything. But the thing is, crazy people think, oh, I'm really making a difference. I'm really changing. You're like, look, man, just post pictures of your stupid breakfast and talk about your dumb kids or what you didn't do this weekend that you should have. Or since you're old, say some kind of irrelevant thing, really relevant. Like, oh, back when I was a kid, we went out to play, and make sure the color's in the background. And that'll prove that you're really too old to be using Facebook. And that's it. You know, I love people that make some defiant statement like, oh, we had a dial with a rotary phone. Who cares? Shut up. Who are you? Why are you even here?
You say that like it was a good thing.
Shouldn't you be off yelling at kids on your lawn or something? What are you doing in technology?
It's like, hey, you know what was really cool about rotary phones is that when you had a phone number that had a lot of long digits in it, you had to spin that sucker a lot. Yeah. Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's great. But I can't think of any more relevant thing, but people love saying some kind of weird statement that should be that's talking about back in my day, we listened to our parents. I'm like, no, we didn't. Hey, you got hit harder. What are you talking about?
We didn't have as many distractions to make it easier for us not to listen. But
exactly.
We had to play music in our heads because we didn't have, iPods or iPhones.
Everyone forgets all that stuff.
You had an iPod now, that ages you. Even saying that makes you sound old now.
I have one sitting out there. It's like one of the good ones. But now it's so old it doesn't. Like the operating system's not working on it. Like, I need somebody to like update it so it would work. I don't even know if you can do that anymore.
You're talking about one of the hard drive ones.
The 64, the wheel, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Should I just shoot it with a gun?
I'll just shoot
it with a gun.
Those didn't. Yeah, there was no like upgrading really.
Oh, is it dead? If it's not, like, is there anything I could do to like revive it, or is it
probably not?
Huh. I even have that like speaker system that like accepts
that it. That it docked into.
Oh, Logitech, you got me again. You rotten Logitech.
Actually, it was Apple. You know, they've changed that like three times now, from FireWire to USB, and then USB the docking plug to the
funniest thing,
cable or the Thunder cable, whatever the hell,
yeah,
lightning cable.
Yeah, lightning cable. I remember the first time I bought that the hard drive. And for those of you who don't know, there used to be this thing that carried music. It was called an iPod, and it was different than your phone. Bear with us. It was a separate thing from your phone. And like,
well, the iPhone's only been around for a decade, so yeah. Most of the people old enough to listen to this were at least alive when the iPod was the dominant music, music device.
And every couple weeks, Apple would come out and tell you what's cool about their new one, whether it was worse or not. Like, sometimes they had a screen, sometimes they didn't. Sometimes it would clip on your thing. Sometimes it would
shuffle. Yeah, those shuffle things
sucked. Is three times as much, and you don't know what you're playing, and you're like, what? And I bought this one that was like a 64 gig, which is like, well, I'll never need more than that. Don't ever say that ever. But I'm sitting there, and I'm
256.
Yeah. Oh.
And no hard drive.
Oh, maybe I did have that. I don't know. Who cares?
They didn't make
it. It was a big one.
Yeah. 64 was big for the day.
And I was like, and I had all my music. I could listen to music for 38 years straight, never have a repeat. And then I was like, well, why don't I just put this on my phone? And as soon as I thought that, after I bought the other thing, I was like, that's it. When immediately phones just became like, you listen to music. Then slowly, that's how you took pictures. Then slowly, they became a computer in your pocket. But like, there was a weird time when like things were separate still, and no one knew why, because they were still selling it to us.
And your camera alone was bigger than the phone you carry around that's got a better camera on it than the one that was in that camera.
I don't know. We were crazy. It was wacky.
Well, you know, it just wasn't possible to put, like, if you had one device, you'd have had to carry it in a backpack. You know, you'd have to have a shoulder strap for it. So back then.
Oh, you so wacky, iPod, Apple. Oh my God. Here's music. That isn't that thing.
You got to give me a ride. I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
マンホールって何?何が隠れてんだろう?開けたことのない蓋の奥に誰も知らない誰も知らない何かが隠れてるんだって マンホールに の壁汚れた水と雨水に包まれてマンホールは脈を打ち始めてマンホールが作り出したものって何教えて
そう。
Bye.
I would, but I'm gay, you know. I'm a big dyke.
I love it. Work stuff is no good. That was Sushi Mommy Ray off of Pregnant Fantasy. Played Manhole, Kidama Boogie, and Kamaboka, Fish Cakes. Okay, yeah.
And this is basically stuff I can't talk directly to on air, but I tend to get myself in trouble because I create these awkward situations where I'm trying to avoid creating awkwardness or trying to avoid being difficult. And so I do weird things.
And I've lived my life just bulldozing through.
And the problem...
saying exactly what it's going to do, and that's what I do, and that's why I'm not popular.
And these weird things, when I get caught doing them, it backfires on me spectacularly because I can't, because if I try to explain the real reason behind it all, I just sound insane, maybe I am, or I sound like I'm lying, because who on earth would jump through that many hoops just to...
Like, no one cares.
Just to avoid a social faux pas. And when you get caught, or called on it, then it's like 10 times worse. And then you're thinking, and as you're stressing about getting caught, you're thinking, why did I, if I had just, it's like just as an example, it's like, okay, you're going to hide a fart and you do some big elaborate thing and then you end up getting caught in the end. And then when you have to explain why you were on a balcony in a hotel room that doesn't actually have a door that opens to the outside and, you know, and the paramedics are there getting you down by a ladder and you're trying to explain that you crawled out the window to get to the balcony because you had to fart and then they're just looking at you like...
So your life is basically a Seinfeld episode.
Kind of, yeah.
That you sound kind of almost like my former boss, Frat King, had the most broken logic with most everything. And as soon as he starts talking about two sentences in, most everyone goes, oh, you're insane. I got it. Okay, great. And
the difference is I usually just keep it inside. You know, it's only when
he just mutters off into space talking about random stuff.
Well, for me, that's actually my life. And again, as long as nobody catches me, I seem it's like I'm good. I seem put together, but
now there you go. Hey, you know what? We didn't play it. So you know where we're going with this. This is the 5678s. We'll be right back.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Come on, Bob, with the twist! Come on, baby, Yvonne, the three! You turn up a cinnamon down! dude. I'm not gonna cave in. End of story, dude.
Dude?
Dude!
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 Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
All right. Now everything's all better. That was the 5678s off of Bomb the Twist. I played Bomb the Twist, Three Cool Chicks, and, of course, the one that's kind of put them on the map in a lot of different ways, Woohoo! They were that was on a Kill Bill, and that was the famous one. That was on
Vonage commercial.
Vonage commercial was on a different commercial, too. So that was good stuff for them, and I love it. So I guess that's going to be it for this week. I don't really have anything else. No more musings. Do you have anything else?
Nothing that you can fit in the next 22 seconds.
Destructo, you good? Yes. Yeah. Destructo the cat says, leave me alone and let me sleep. Because I'm sleeping. Well, thanks for listening. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a neighbor and tell someone. Tell a random,
tell your friends' neighbors.
Tell a stranger on the internet first about your political beliefs. And then after they start to hang up on you, say, no, but wait, you should listen to Saki Bamagogo.
Actually, you should probably say you shouldn't listen, because at that point they're not going to take your advice and reverse psychology.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see you next week, everyone.